This is Steve. I'm on a Sheffield Wednesday. Welcome to the Premiership Glory 2011 clan. And unfortunately, this is going to be a really long podcast, but we've got to catch up on the end of Season 2, Seasons 3, 4 and 5, before we can bring you the next podcast, which will preview Season 6. So let's get down to it. We'll go through each of the managers in turn and get you back up to speed. Well, Belly currently manages Port Vale. In Season 1, he'd been Charlton, and he got sacked after they finished 22nd and got relegated. Then he took over at Stockport County for the tail end of Season 1. They finished 24th, bottom in the league, and under clan rules, he had to resign. This time, he got a job at newly promoted York City and took them to a credible 17th. He repeated the defeat in Season 4 by getting York to 17th once more. He'd improved his reputation to the extent that he was offered other jobs, and he took who he thought was a bigger club in Port Vale. But it was a step back for Belly in Season 5 by only getting 19th position, that season. It's been something of a struggle for Belly. Not much has happened. He lost a whopping 37 points in the Hall of Fame in Season 1, and since then he set about trying to claw them back, and as things stand, negative 28 points, which is some feat considering he was negative 37 points in the first season. So he started to claw back points 9 over 4 seasons. Can't really say too much about Belly. It's been a slow and steady revival, and hopefully he can really push on next season with Port Vale and give us something really to talk about. Well, next I'll talk about myself. I'm managing Sheffield Wednesday. I've been there since day one. As you know, first season, I came home in fourth, was edged out of the automatic promotion places by Mike. Johnny's ass man had him flying, and Johnny's ass man and I met in the playoff final. I was defeated, and I stayed down in League One in Season 2. Being on my own, it was pretty easy, and was able to eventually walk to the title. Had a bit of teething problems, but as the season progressed, we put our foot down hard on the accelerator pedal, and we won the league at a canter. Season 3, I was up in the Championship. I expected better, but looking back, 9th position in my first season there wasn't too bad. Season 4, improved again to make 6th position. Had a playoff match, but with too many injuries, I wasn't able to make it to the playoff final and was a long way from being promoted. Again, I was left on my own, and this time I was able to obtain promotion to the Premiership. I couldn't take the title and had to settle for second, but being in the Premier League was the main aim of the game. But the Premier League had better watch out, because Sheffield Wednesday are back. Okay, let's move on to Stuart. Stuart currently manages Charlton Athletic. To start with, he managed Leeds, and as previously talked about, he finished 6th in the first season with Leeds. He was flying high in Season 2, but unfortunately for Stu, crashed and burned with Leeds and resigned. He then took over at Charlton, taking advantage of a loophole. Now, what the clan rules say is that if you retire your profile and start again as a new player, then you can have any club below the lowest placed human manager. Now, that club, because Belly was struggling and Davey was struggling at the time, was Charlton Athletic. So Stu was able to get hold of Charlton, who Belly had given big problems to. Stu immediately set things right and had Charlton rocketing up the table, so much so that at the end of the first season he'd gone from being in last place all the way up to 8th. It did help by being a technicality to a bottom, as he did have some games in hand. So a cracking season for Stu. He followed up the next season by his first full season in charge, showing just how much better Charlton were than the rest by getting them promoted as champions. Then, League One, Stu was struggling with his expectations, because Charlton didn't just want to stay up, they wanted to be mid-table before pushing on for promotion. And what did they do? Stu managed to get them to a creditable 11th position, satisfying the board and showing just how good a manager he is. Then, in the League One, which is really tightly contested season, he was right there up there in the mix, 2 points separating the top three for most of the tail end of the season. Stu was the one who lost out, dropping to third position and having to battle through the playoffs. Battle through the playoffs he did, and you'll have heard the last podcast, which was the playoff final, where Stu won at a canter in what was, unfortunately for you listeners, quite a boring game. But Stu has Charlton all the way back to the Premier, all the way back to the Championship, and it didn't take him long. Well done, Stu. Right, let's catch up with another one of the longest serving clan members. This time, it's the big Viking himself, Kim. Be news to you to know that Kim is actually managing a different team to the one you think he is. He's no longer Huddersfield. We'll save who he is for later on. Well, first season, you know, Kim stormed League One, got to the Championship. Season two, he was away due to computer problems. His team were actually struggling to stay up, but Kim came back, won game after game, pushed them into mid-table, and they were 20 points or so away from going down. Third season, Kim was able to take them a bit that bit closer, and got seventh in the Championship, missing out on the playoffs. It showed just how much progress he made, because the next season he stormed the Championship get promoted again as champions. So Kim has now won League One and the Championship. Last season, Kim was in the Premiership, his first season there, and he took Huddersfield to a very creditable 11th position, getting 50 points and being well clear of safety by some 24 points. So much so that it was a knock on the door. Newcastle United offered him a job, he took it, and he's now at Newcastle. Well done, Kim. Let's get on to our second Norse, Gaia. Gaia has had two teams. Leicester City, he did well with Leicester City to start with, getting an 8th position. Second season though, wasn't going so well. They sacked him, and actually Leicester started to plummet down the Championship as a result. Gaia found himself unemployed for some considerable time before taking over at Scunthorpe. That is after Barcelona, Real Madrid, AC Milan and all the other big clubs decided he wasn't the man for them. Gaia agreed to take over at Scunthorpe, said he'd stay there for the season and see what other offers he got, and thought he might move on. 10th position was pretty creditable for Scunthorpe, and Gaia did a decent job. The other big offers didn't come in, so he started the third season with Scunthorpe, and he took him to a creditable third position. He'd never had any real chance of getting automatic promotion because he was some points off. But we had big hopes that he would be able to make some progress on that the next season. Staying again with Scunthorpe, despite his protestations, he wasn't going to be there for much longer. It was a very disappointing season for Gaia, and he only came home in 9th. And then we move on to the most exciting season for years. Gaia was up there for most of the season before tailing off himself and coming back into it late on. He came home in 4th, never really had much chance, barring an absolute barnstorming finish to the season, of gaining automatic promotion. In the playoffs, Johnny provided opposition to Gaia in the first game. This was undoubtedly the game of the clan so far. And truth be told, that's the one we should have presented as the commentary game. But Gaia stuck to his guns, went through on penalties in a 4-4 draw against Johnny. Then the game that you heard, the commentary game against Stu's Charlton, Gaia's team was shattered. The firepower wasn't there and he didn't go up. So Gaia spends season 6, which will be his 5th at Scunthorpe, going now for promotion to the Championship. Still waiting for that knock on the door from Barcelona. But get over it, Gaia. It's never going to happen. You're at Scunthorpe and you're going to have to get them up yourself. Let's go to the last of the founding members, Joseph, the lovable Irishman. Well, Joe had an absolutely superb season the first season. He got Sheffield United promoted via the playoffs, which is not easy. Then, he, as we've talked about, was doing okay. He was in the relegation places with Sheffield United, but it was early days. He was linked to the vacant Newcastle position. He resigned after his board told him, either withdraw your offer and apologise publicly for Newcastle and stay with us, or leave now. Joe told him where to go, left, was expecting the knock on the door from Newcastle, didn't come, they appointed somebody else, and instead he was scrambling around for another job. Couldn't get Birmingham, who were 19th, and so had to settle for bottom blood Pompey with massive, massive financial problems. Joe could only take him home in bottom position. He took a massive loss on the Hall of Fame due to the fact that he got relegation points for Portsmouth and relegation points for Sheffield United, a loss of 10 points, and that wasn't good. The next season, Joe found himself with Portsmouth in the Championship. He really struggled. They were down in 14th position. They wanted to go straight back up, and all of a sudden, Joe found himself with the bullet and left Portsmouth. Joe couldn't be bothered waiting around for another job, and so retired his profile and took over Bradford in League 2. Bradford being below Davy, below Billy, and below Stu, this being the third season. He took them flying up the table into a creditable 15th position, which was no mean feat with Bradford, and Joe uttered the famous words, League 2 is easy, why are you all still down here? Tailed off at the end of the season, as I said, to only get 15th, after it looked like he might be a bit closer to the playoffs. The next season was an absolute nightmare for Joe. He lost. Yes, that's right. 12 losses in a row at the start of the season, with one of the teams who expected to go up. He rallied, managed to hold on to his job somehow. I mean, how can he stay at a club after 12 defeats in a row? They moved up the table quite considerably, well away from relegation. They were in the late teens before dropping slightly to finish 20th. Last season, Joe did a lot better with Bradford by getting them just by the skin of his teeth, missing out on automatic promotion. He got 77 points. Luton got 79. He was in the playoffs, lost the playoff final in a very tight match against Gillingham, 2-0, but that was after extra time. So well done to Joe, and hopefully next season he shouldn't have any real rivals in League 2 and should be able to get that automatic promotion spot that he deserves. Remember, there's freedom available in League 2. Right, let's now catch up with the greatest manager the clan has ever had, Jimmy, who is still managing the team he got at the start, Burnley. Now, Jimmy, you may remember, flopped really in the first season by getting third, best manager in the clan, spending all that money in the Championship, should have gone up. And that's exactly what he did in season two. He was managing Burnley, they went up with a whopping 105 points and got themselves into the Premier League. So season three, in the Premier League for the first time, Jim had a cracking season, getting 15th position, which was no mean feat really for first season promoted, and even being the best manager in the clan, he couldn't really expect much higher, some 8 points from relegation. So next season he would push on, wouldn't he, and be closer to the European places. Wrong. Best manager in the clan to actually took the club a place back into 15th position and was only 5 points clear of relegation. It wasn't too bad, as at the end of the season, Burnley were actually going in the right direction, winning games, and moved up from about 16th, 17th, 18th position where they'd been occupying before then into a safe 15th position. Then the final season, season 5, Jim found himself in 12th position and was the first manager, and you wouldn't expect anything less from the greatest manager the clan has ever seen. He won the League Cup. Well done, Jim. Let's see how you do now with the distraction of being in the Europa Cup. Can you push on? Can you get a top 8 finish with Burnley? Now we'll catch up with the big spender himself, Mike. Mike is the manager who just can't stop buying players. In five seasons in charge of Southampton, and bear in mind that Southampton have started in League One and had to go all the way up from League One to the Championship to the Premier League. Mike has bought a total of 109 players, spending £88 million. Just to put that into perspective, Will has signed 75 players. He hasn't spent a penny signing those 75 players, all of them free transfers. Myself, I've signed the third most, 63, spending a total of £13.75 million. But if you consider that Mike has sold for £70 million, so cost him £20 million, I have actually sold for £20 million. So I've made a profit on the players I've bought, whereas Mike hasn't. Then going down the list in terms of numbers bought, Ollie has bought 54, quite a considerable amount considering he's only been on for half the time. Jimmy 47, Nathan 44, Fred 44, Kim 42, Stu 41. So really Mike is spending, buying twice as many players, sometimes three times as many players as the other clan members. So you'd expect to see results with those kind of transfers in and out. Well, as I said, Mike got promotion from League 2 in the first season, snatching an automatic promotion place despite being under fire and close to being sacked for most of the season. Second season, he actually made the playoffs in a Championship, and that is a considerable feat. Shows that Mike hasn't really had a bad season yet. So fifth position in the Championship, lost in the playoffs, and then the next season, with the way clear, he stormed to the title, got promotion to the Premier League as champions of the Championship, and in his first season in the Premiership, he finished above his big rival Jim to get 12th position, and Mike had considerable amounts of points, considering he was just promoted, getting 48 points, and when you consider that Jim only had 40 points, Nathan was somewhat distant number away from him. Kim joined the quartet in the Premier League last season, but Mike was well away of Jim and Kim, getting 62 points and 7th position. And unfortunately for Mike, due to the fact that Jim won the League Cup, Mike missed out on European qualification. 62 points, 66 points got Europa Cup, so he's only got some 4 points to improve upon, and Mike has bought a few good players for next season. So Mike still going in the right direction, up, up, up and up, and we expect big things from him next season. Oliver, he joined the clan at the tail end of season 2. He'd chosen to beat Brighton at an early stage, when the clan was about to start, but due to personal reasons his start in the clan was delayed. Luckily for him, Brighton didn't actually get promoted in any of the seasons, so by the end of season 2 Ollie was able to take over Brighton. He kept them at a similar position to what they'd been all season, and they missed out on goal difference in the playoffs and stayed down. So, season 3 was his first with Brighton, first full season that is, and he found him in the playoffs along with Gaia, but unfortunately for Gaia and Ollie, neither of them went up, and instead it was Leighton Orient. Season 4, Ollie again being Brighton, but along with Gaia, the two of them who'd contested the playoffs, both fell out of the playoffs, and nobody was promoted from League One that season. So you move on to the last season, and Ollie was right there in the middle of the closest finish we've ever seen. He was champions, 94 points, and he's finally promoted to the Championship. He won the league just by 1 point and was so close to Stu's Charlton, right in the middle of a 2 point swing from covering the first three positions. So well done to Wally and good luck in the Championship. Next we've got the madcap Swede, Fredrik himself. Fred's had two clubs, started off with Millwall, and he did extremely well with Millwall. 15th that first season, and as you've heard before, he was right up there, but unfortunately fell away. Season 2 he didn't fall away, he kept right up there, was in the playoffs, but unfortunately he was defeated in the first of the playoff games. Davey was in the playoff final and didn't go up. The next season, Millwall again, as Fred always does, he started like a train. You're right up there again in the playoff positions, chasing automatic promotion, and like the first season, they fell away. Fred explains what happened next as him being ill and not feeling quite right, but he resigned. He couldn't take the fact that every season he kept overachieving with Millwall, they kept giving him no money, he was selling his best players, and unfortunately he couldn't see how he would be able to get them up, so he left. Season 4 he finally got a job because he was out of work for some time, and he was Swindon in League 1. Swindon struggled really because Fred didn't have much time to really do much with them, and he finished in 14th position. They were even behind Stu's Charlton. The next season though, Fred sorted that team out. I mean, you look at the team, to be perfectly frank, they're rubbish. He hasn't really got any decent players. His best player was somebody he had on loan from myself, McCulloch and Tony Silver. But it shows just how good a manager Fred is, because he was in the top two positions virtually all season long, and only just being disposed from top position by Ollie towards the end of the season. But it was so tight, nipping tuck between them, and in the end Fred went up second position, just 1 point behind Oliver, with Stu coming in some 6 points behind, but it needs to be tempered with the fact that Stu actually gave up towards the end of the season, seeing about resting his players, losing three of his last four games, because it was obvious that he was no longer going to get promoted. But Fred back into the Championship with Swindon, and it remains to be seen just how well he can do with Swindon, who really are a similar size to Millwall, if not a little smaller. And is Fred going to find himself with the same problems that he had with Millwall again with Swindon? Good luck, Fred. Now, if Jimmy's got the reputation of being the best manager in the clan, there's no doubt who's got the reputation of being the worst manager in the clan, and unfortunately, that's Davey. Never did anything on FM9. On FM10, he got relegated or sacked more times than anyone cares to remember. So Davey, on FM11, took over Middlesbrough. That first season, he struggled. And was lucky not to get sacked. But season 2, Davey did extremely well. He wasn't that far off automatic promotion, missing out by just 1 point. He had been right up there all season long, and it was quite sad that he missed out. He played Mike in the first of the playoff games, defeated Mike, then moved on to the final against Stoke, who had defeated Fred. Fortunately, he didn't do it, and lost the playoff final. And Davey, if he'd have won that game, would have found himself promoted, and would have made a few of us who've given him a lot of criticism, myself mainly, looking a bit foolish. But well done to Davey. In that season 2, he showed that he looked the real deal. Season 3. Didn't get off to a good start. Middlesbrough really were struggling. They dropped down to mid-table. And this time, they ran out of patience with Davey, and he actually was sacked. Middlesbrough looked to have done the right thing because they recovered well, so strongly in fact, that they finished in third position in the Championship, which shows they did the right thing. Davy, meanwhile, went all the way down to League Two, taking a new profile rather than getting himself a new job, and he managed the mighty Stevenage. Stevenage stayed up, Davy did well, 47 points. The next season, unfortunately for Davy, Stevenage finished rock bottom, 38 points, and under the clan rules, Davy had to resign. So for season 5, he took his next club, or should I say next victim, which was Wrexham. Wrexham should have finished bottom, but Davy did very well, and steered them to 20th position, which goes some way to repairing the damage he's done to his Hall of Fame points. Davy lost 26 points that season when he did so badly with Middlesbrough, added to the 10 points that he lost in that first season, minus 36 points from just two seasons. The fact that Davy's on minus 22 points now shows just how well he's done in seasons 2, 3 and 4. So keep going, Davy. I'm sure eventually you'll achieve some success. Next, we've got the young buck, Johnny. Johnny, new to the clan, 17 years old. He's brash. He's as orange as Phil Brown. He's completely outspoken. He started with the clan, with Peterborough, his ass man, getting him on a massive run when, unfortunately, Johnny had to go missing from the clan for a short spell. That didn't last. And Johnny was dropped back into the playoffs. His ass man took him up, beating yours truly in the playoff final. So Johnny promoted to the Championship for his second season. Again, he was missing for a large part. But when he came back, Peterborough was safely mid-table, doing okay. Still only about 5 points or so off the relegation places, but Johnny did a fine job there. He took him down 22nd position, 2 points away from the drop zone, so Johnny showing all his skills there. In season 3 in League 1 with Peterborough, they wanted to go straight back up at the first time of asking. It wasn't happening, they were mid-table, and so Johnny found himself sacked. He then used the what has become known as the stew clause by resigning his retiring his profile and taking a new club. Stew took Charlton, Joe used the same rule to take Bradford, but to a lesser effect, and Johnny took over as Notts County. He took them from 24th position that they were in at the time, or 23rd position, all the way up to 11th position in only a short space. So well done to Johnny there in his third season. In the fourth season with Notts County, he was able to absolutely surprise everybody by charging all the way up the table into third position, leaving Will heartbroken because Will had done so well with Morecambe, by edging him out for the final automatic promotion spot and going up in third position. Johnny did extremely well with Notts County. Then, first season in League One, it was a season of consolidation really for Johnny. He surprised everyone though by getting up into fourth position early on before falling back into the struggle that we all thought he would be in to stay up and stay safe in League One. Or so we thought, because after being 19th after just 17 games, he was able to push up and up, and on the last day of the season he won to charge all the way up into the playoffs, fifth position, and Johnny went into the playoffs, as I've said. Now Johnny played that game of the year, the clan so far, the 4-4 draw with Gaia, and it went all the way down to penalties, sudden death in penalties. There was nothing between them before his poor little heart was broken. But an extraordinary performance by Johnny, almost getting back-to-back promotions to take him from League 2 to the Championship. Well done, Johnny. The guy who's showing us all how to do it at the moment is Nathan. Nathan, as you know, started off with Nottingham Forest. He won the championship at a canter in the first season, and he's now spent four seasons in the Premier League. So Nathan has been going extremely well. His first season in the Premiership, he exceeded everybody's expectations, winning the Clan Manager of the Year for a second year in a row, by getting his club into sixth position. Outstanding achievement. He followed up the next season by getting fourth position and Champions League football for the first time since the Brian Clough days for Nottingham Forest. Then, the season after, the penultimate season, he got a third position for Nottingham Forest, and everybody said to Nathan, that first season you've got in a Champions League and you're trying to maintain your league form, your squad will be too thin, you'll struggle to do well in both, and as a result your league form will suffer. So to get third position really was a hell of an achievement for Nathan. Last season was his first step backwards. He got fourth position, again secured Champions League football for the club, and third successive season in the Champions League. He really is starting to build that Nottingham Forest club into being one of the biggest in the country again. Club's now valued at an astounding 110 million. And they have just short of 20,000 season ticket holders, but still the media prediction, 7th, is farcical for a club of that size. Nathan was not the first manager to win a trophy, a major trophy, because Jim was getting the League Cup, but Nathan has won the FA Cup, which is the most impressive so far. So well done, Nathan, and let's see if you can take it to the next level, because I'm afraid you've raised the bar season after season, five seasons in a row now, that we really are expecting you to, if not win the league, to get within a couple of points of the winners, and also to get past that first round of the knockout round stages proper of the Champions League. Right, we've saved the crazy one to near to the end. Will, the Glaswegian, is absolute nuts. He started off as Cardiff, and as you've heard, got them to a creditable 9th position, went far in the League Cup, racking up the Hall of Fame points. So what does he do? He goes and gets himself sacked by applying for a job he should never have got. Not only did he apply for one, he applied for 3 or 4. Club sacked him because they weren't pleased with his commitment. So season 2, he resurfaced with Morecambe. He didn't want to wait to get a job, so he retired his profile, and the only club below Belly who was struggling down at the bottom with York was Morecambe. So he took Morecambe that first season to 20th, sorry, second season to 20th position, doing very well, to be honest, for a club of that size. But it was only a sign of things to come. In the third season, Will was able to get Morecambe to an astounding 5th position. Remember, it's 3 teams up in League 2, so for Will to get himself into 5th position, a playoff place, and be just that 1 point, just 1 point off going up, shows just how well he did. And in fact, Stu will tell you that he actually gave him a bit of a run for his money earlier on in the season before they ran out of steam and dropped down to the playoffs. Still out of steam in the playoff finals, unfortunately for Will, and he didn't get promoted. So that took us on to the 4th season. Will was up there again in the automatic promotion spots, duking it out with Johnny, and unfortunately for Will, tragedy stuck on the last day of the regular season, as Johnny was able to push Will back and take that automatic promotion spot, the last one in 3rd position, away from him, and Johnny went up and Will found himself in the playoffs. Fortunately, though, Will was able to come through the playoffs and get promoted, so justice was done, and up he went to League One. Will was expected to really struggle in League One because it's such a tightly contested league. Morecambe, a tiny, tiny club, and he shouldn't be getting promoted from League Two. They shouldn't be able to survive in League One, but he did. And he got 49 points. 46 points would have seen him relegated. So 3 points to Spur. Well done, Will. And everybody was expecting Will to push on and try and take Morecambe, as he said, all the way to the Premier League. Will was even threatening to try and win the Premier League with Morecambe. Pipe dreams, we thought. But he got them promoted, he'd kept them up, and we were expecting big things from Will. Unfortunately, they have massive, massive financial problems. On the verge of going bankrupt, mainly due to some overspending on wages from Will. And as a result, a large portion of the ground was shut down. You can only have 500 or so fans. Will was worried about the finances, long-term stability of the club, and he resigned. So he finds himself now back in League Two. He's taken over Exeter City, who just stayed up last season by 6 points. They're just behind Davies Wrexham, and we'll have to see if Will can start all over again and take Exeter all the way back up the league and lead them to the Premier League, because Will's threatening to take somebody from the foot of the table all the way to the top. Last but not least is Paul. Paul has gone his hometown club, which is Yeovil. Yeovil was struggling in League 2, having just been relegated. Paul has been able to take them from mid-table to the fringe of the playoff places, missing out just by 3 points. A very, very impressive debut for the West Country man. And we expect big things of Paul in time to come. Right, cracking stuff. You're up to speed. Let's get ready for the preview podcast to come shortly before we hit the ground running with Season 6. And I promise you, the podcasts are going to come a bit thicker and faster next time.